Note, Tom, our protagonist in this book, is an ex-caveman who only thinks of sex, sports, and eating off paper plates. Caprice, whose legs stretch from the floor to her neck, will play the tormentor in all of the dating dictionary's war stories. She is selfish and only contributes to the relationship if she makes out. Unless, of course, she has high interest level, see the truth triangle, in Tom, in which case he takes advantage. Acceptance. If the cost of her acceptance is your integrity, Ayn Rand would have called it sanction of the victim. There's a new sheriff in town. He is tired of seeing his boys getting their hearts shot up. Number two rule. Never try to keep someone who does not want to keep you. It's simply amazing what a man will put up with or go through to gain a woman's acceptance. In their search for the answer, men are constantly asking themselves, can I do this or can I do that without turning her off? Can I say this or can I say that? And if I do, will she still accept me? Even Attila the Hun, the first left-wing extremist, wanted to be accepted by a woman. If a man knew what a woman wanted, he would be overjoyed to give it to her. What man wouldn't? But how is he supposed to know or find out, or does it even exist? Tom knows, instinctively for once, that he can say or do anything around his best buddy and his ever-loyal pooch Fido. He even knows they will love it. He knows that when he makes a fool of himself, they will never hold it against him. In fact, no matter what he does, it will never come back to haunt him. Yes, your best friend and Fido really do practice unconditional love, and they are the only ones who do. Tom also knows he can't say or do anything around either Caprice or her pussycat. Why? Simple. Because of the pain and the scratches he's endured. Yes, women and cats really do have different needs than men and Fido. But what are they? Is there a method to this madness? Is there a way to get a woman to see your smiling face on Mount Rushmore next to Lincoln's? Is there a tried and true set of rules that will make her accept you? Even more importantly, is there a way to make her want you as the love of her life, forever? My job is to coach you and show you how the woman plays the love game and what she truly responds to when it comes to romance. Do what I say, and she will want to keep you around for a very long time. I am even going to show you how to tell the difference between a good woman and a bad one. But if you like repeating your mistakes, or you would rather listen to your own overblown ego, or you're a quitter and willing to settle for second best, read no more. I get back one book in 100. You don't really want to be one of those, do you? I will be your drill instructor because the system is hard to comply with. I will be your coach in the boxing ring of love so you can get off the ropes. Why? Because for one reason or another, you have never been told the facts of the love game. Or even worse, you've been brainwashed into treating women in a way that has only compounded your problem. The reality factor says that a woman in love neither confuses nor rejects men. Everyone forgot to tell you that until a woman stops playing head games and throws in the towel, you have to convince her that you are the greatest thing since popcorn. Even better, how about her jumping through hoops for once? I want to make sure Miss Wright accepts him, loves him, and keeps him. Why? Because divorce lawyers should be made homeless. It's time for men to come out of the dark ages and take control of their love lives. Before we start, I need something of utmost importance. I need your commitment. Without that, I don't want you on this love campaign. Until she decides you are Mr. Wright, this is a war of the hearts, and I don't want anyone aboard who isn't 100% dedicated to this mission. You have some bad habits that together we will have to break, but you can do it. It would be nice to give you a magic potion and tell you everything will be okay, but snake oil doesn't cut it. Only hard work does. There are no freebies in life except for death, taxes, and up until now, head games and confusion. It's not going to be easy, so I don't want anyone along who is dragging his feet or thinking this can be done overnight. I know you have the ability, but do you have the guts and determination to do what is necessary? Remember, we will be going up against the most formidable creature on Earth, the American female. You know, the one with the chip on her shoulder. Gentlemen, welcome to Doc Love's version of boot camp. If you have any doubts about this cause being just or necessary, remember what your breakups and temporary losses of sanity have cost you. Look at your past dates from hell and the 50% divorce rate. And what about the good one who got away? Think of the legal and financial noose that you draped around your throat when you, she, and Uncle Sam get hitched and unhitched. Most of all, think of the kids. Do you want to continue going down loser road, repeating your mistakes, playing the stooge, and taking more falls as you impersonate Mr. Nice Guy? It doesn't feel good, does it, Mr. Nice Guy? Add it all up, and it's not a pretty sight. So let's make it real simple, guys. Do you really want to go through that pain again? Search your soul, brother. It's time for a reality check. Listen to me, guys. I'm the only one who can get you out of this mess. The system is a body of principles and concepts regarding romantic relationships. The system works because it is built upon the realities of dating. Your way doesn't work because it's based upon emotions, brainwashing, false hopes, and wishful thinking. At best, it's been hit or miss, or worse. You must realize that I'm the only one on your side because all the other love doctors operate from the female perspective. I am the only one you can trust because I'm the only one who has ever talked to you this way. I am also the only one who has something fantastic to offer. But let me warn you, it's not going to be easy. So, what are you going to do? Screw around like you've been doing? Or just do it? You have the combination to the safe in your hands. Don't blow this fine opportunity. The key is to leave your ego and past out of this. If you will do this, I'll show you how to win the battle of the hearts. Remember, do all that I say, and you will be accepted, loved, and kept by Miss Wright. Have fun, guys.